Who is that running back, Nick Eatman, that you're emulating on fan cam?
I was saying Gale Sayers, but it's going to be a Super Bowl player because this is like Super Bowl VIII, and then Larry Zonka with the ball. And,
He is Nick Eatman sitting down with us for the first time live in Oxnard 2025 from DallasCowboys.com, brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly.
That was a good job, by the way. Super Bowl VIII was the Dolphins with Larry Zonka. He just called that off the top of his
MVP
head.
Too.
Well done. Wow.
But I've been told that, you know, RJ over here is the guy that would battle me on Super Bowl stuff.
I'm pretty good at random.
Yeah.
Who's in what?
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm really good until like the last 5 years, and then I'm like, I don't know.
I used to be able to do like every Heisman from like 80 on. And then, like, it just, I think it, like.
Yeah, me too.
I can't remember. Probably Charles Woodson, I just stopped caring.
He stops. Yeah.
Did you see what Jerry said about Mikey yesterday?
Oh, man. I was standing over there for a little bit of that time when he was interviewing with all those. Which station?
This is from Archer. Archer has.
Oh, no. So Archer got him before he went to the car wash with all the.
So Archer asked Jerry about the fans, you know, yelling, pay Micah Saturday morning during the whole Oxnard address, blah, blah, blah. This is what Jerry said.
Okay.
Quote, I heard it light, but not compared to how I heard them say pay Lamb last year. That was a faint little sound compared to the way they were hollering last year, pay Lamb. Whoever's not in, you can count on a few hollering that, but it was a big, loud chant last year on Lamb.
Oh.
Nick.
You know what's funny is, here's what
please tell me what's funny.
Here's what I think is funny about that is when Jerry says, I haven't talked to the agent, he's talking to the agent every single time he speaks. He's talking to Micah. He's talking to the agent. He did this with Zeke. He did this with Zach Martin. He did this with CD. This is what he does.
Is this saying to the agent?
I'm not fazed. And he actually said this yesterday. The one thing that I did hear him say yesterday was, when you think about how long that we want to play this year, how long we want this season to go, how tough it's going to be. We know how tough it's going to be later in the year, and how tough we hope to be. You know, it's going to be if we make it to the playoffs. A few weeks, month or so here early in the season is not phasing me on, do we have our guy here? I just think there's, you know, supreme confidence that he will be back and he'll be here and practicing and doing everything later on in the year. And I think when you see a guy like, you know, some of the injuries that they had yesterday, it probably doesn't hurt their feelings that their best player is not practicing right now. Doesn't need to practice right this second, but.
Are we de-emphasizing the importance of training camp
for a guy that's going to go rush the passer, and we know exactly what his job's going to be? I think for him, but not for some of the others. You know, the continuity and all that.
Yeah,
I will say this though about Micah continuity, and I've said this before. I mean, it's not like he just plays one side and that's all he's got to do, and whoever's in right now will be out. He moves around so much that it does help to learn. Everybody's got to learn, all right, now I have to flip to this side, or I'm going through the middle because Micah's doing all these things. At some point, I think that will happen, but right now, I mean, we're not even into August yet. I think. I don't know.
It's going to drag on forever.
So when you hear this,
what's forever? Like, what do you think? Forever, like all the way through camp, all the way to the season?
No, I mean, I don't think it'll get to Sunday, like Dax did.
This Sunday or NFL Sunday?
NFL Sunday
should be a Thursday.
It'll be yeah. It'll be. I think that there's three markings. There's breaking here, and then Thursday. Of week one, and then it's franchise tag day. I don't think I do think that there's a possibility that he would love to usurp the Eagles ring ceremony.
Yeah,
with the contract signing.
When you hear these Jerry comments, you just throw it into the basket, or are you like, that one went over the line? Like, that is really insensitive. When he's like, yeah, I heard a little bit of it, but you know. It wasn't. That's it weak. Wasn't, yeah, it was weak. It's not as important as CD. I mean, that's what he tried to say in his comments there.
I think what he's saying is, I've heard this before. This isn't phasing me. That you said you did it with CD. You've done it with other players. You definitely did it with Zeke, and we'll get it done when we get it done. I'm not going to be bullied by that, you know. And I think that you saw that. I saw somebody tweeted at me, when are the Cowboys going to finally have some foresight and get ahead of these contracts? And it was just like, you're responding to a tweet that they signed
Ferguson,
and everyone feels like Ferguson's going to have a really big year. I don't know about everyone, but I think they do. And this is one where, you know, maybe they don't wait until he gets 80, 90 catches or something like that.
Do you think, and we're talking to Nick Eatman here on 105 Through the Fan, do you think that they are banking on more with Micah than anybody else, that like he wants to be here or he wants to be a Cowboy, and that's so associated with all of his branding and the awareness he has of that, we can lean on that more than we have in other negotiations?
That is a good question. I have not thought of it that way. But you're right, though. What you see is, we haven't really seen the guy actually here. I mean, everyone loves Zach, including myself. I mean, Zach wasn't even here. Mm-hmm. You know, CD wasn't here. So he's here. He's a part of it. I don't think he's being a bad distraction. I mean, I don't think so. I think he's just kind of sitting around and hopefully, you know, listening to some of the calls and understanding what Flus is trying to do. But I think what you're saying is, I guess what you're asking is because he's all that, he's doing all that, that they can maybe negotiate this even more.
They feel like he will blink quicker because they like he will not be apart from us.
I think there's something to be said for that. And what RJ just said about the three different levels, there's going to be one somewhere in between the first game and now, or when we break camp, because he's mentioned it before about, you know, he talked to CD and CD says he was so rusty and I don't want to be like that. And CD said it when he was here. So I think that there's something about him wanting to make sure that there's got to be a clock in his head of like, all right, if I get back at this point, I can ramp myself up. Because the last thing he wants to do is get out to any game and play and suck and not be Micah Parsons, because then the price tag goes down every time.
Were you surprised that Ferguson got the extension yesterday, and what did you think of it?
Well, basically what I was thinking was, okay, so this isn't my wife texting me at 7 o'clock or 7:45. I thought, okay, this is probably her. You know, how's it going? And I looked at him, it was like, Ferguson. And I was like, what? You know? And so so that's what I thought. I thought, wow, okay, I'm not dreaming. I have to wake up and work now. But I like it. I mean, I like the move. This is interesting because the tight end room is very, I don't know about very deep.
Yeah.
They just have a lot of.
They have a lot of guys they like.
They have a lot of guys they like. That's a great way to say it. And of course, Spanford gets hurt in the first practice afterwards. But to Ferguson's point, I mean, I think he's a guy that they feel like is going to have a really good season. They just think he's going to catch a lot of passes with the way, you know, they got Pickens and CD on the outside, and they're going to try to run the ball and all this. How many times have I seen the bootleg, play-action bootleg, that tight end right there? That's going to be Ferguson a lot. And it was Novacek way back when, and of course it was Witten as well. So I think that they just feel like he's going to have a big year. They kind of wanted to get ahead of it. And he was willing to take that, you know, because that's part of it too. You're like, no, I'm going to have a huge year. I can make more than that. So it's just got to, you know, got to meet in the middle there.
Give us a weekend recap of practice. What stood out to you?
Well, I mean, not because he was here. I mean, but I thought that the play with Elam, I mean, that was one of the coolest plays I've seen in a long time. That was fun. It kind of brings back, you know, the purity of it all too, with the fans there, getting the fans involved, and you know, some dad just saying, "Yeah, sure, take my kid." that poor kid didn't know what was going on.
No.
You know, but that was like, when you think of the highlight, that was a cool play. But you know, I like, from what I like to see on the field, I mean, I like that it's not really just one way. You can't just say, man, the defense is, you know, kicking there. Now, the offense is, you know, they'll come back to, that's kind of what you want out of a true practice. You want both sides to, yeah, I got this day, I got this day. So, Dak, you know, I think Dak, he's never been the best practice player. He never has out here. But I do like, I mean, I see some picks and stuff here and there. The offensive line is still a little bit worrisome to me. That's the one where, you know, and I think Eberflus's defense is very, very aggressive. We're seeing it here and picking up blitzes and picking up, you know, the stunts and all that. That's going to be the challenge. They got a ton of options on the offensive line, but that combination and all that, I'm just curious how it's all going to play out.
It's been obviously the top line all offseason about culture and what they want and competitiveness and everything like that. When you've been out here watching these practices, is there a noticeable difference to the tone or the atmosphere of practice from previous years? Or is it just, no, it's at the end of the day, it's basically these are training camp practices.
I think the first part of practice, you know, that we see is very, very spirited. What's interesting to me is that there's a lot of this kumbaya, you know, a mantra here, but we've seen more fights already than we've seen in a lot of camps combined. Now, nothing nasty here. We're not talking about Colombo versus Ratliff, but I mean, you know, if you were at training camp in San Antonio, you would remember that one. That was probably one of the worst ever. But what? Nothing like that.
05? Oh, six, no.
Nine. I think 09.
God, that was,
you were way off on those.
I was
Chuck.
Way off.
Goodness. Yeah, yeah. That was when they were here. Well, it could be 07. Could be 07. They were training. They were in San Antonio 7 and 9. But yeah. But it's just very intense. It's an intense practice. That's that's what Shoddy is. You know, he's, man, I wish we could give you the mic'd up version of what we got him mic'd up, and we had to, you know, put a nice little package together. But the stuff on the floor, like, man, that was good. And I think fans would love to see it. I mean, he is not afraid to get after the players. He is not afraid to get after his coaches. And it was fun to kind of watch him that way, because he seems like he's got a really good balance. He's got a great balance with the media. He's got a great balance kind of with the players. He's winning the offseason. We know that doesn't matter at all when you get to the season. But, man, he's doing everything right now.
Thank you, brother. We look forward to it again on Wednesday, and we'll see you later today.
Good to see you back here.
The great Nick Eatman. Peyton just texted me. He's putting up the YouTube numbers again.
Oh, baby.
920. Carrying 920. Gale Sayers. Carrying that football. Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com. Brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. Has KNC seen the Luka picture? Crosstalk is next.